Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography pretty much all of the time, unless we go off on a nasty tangent, and then we talk about other stuff. But mostly iPhone photography. Yay.
We hope.
Yeah. Anyway, I am Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Now, Matt Hoffman is, he is out today. His son is, well, you know, kids are kids. And Matt is getting, I hope he's getting some well-deserved rest. He is being a great dad, and that's what he should be doing first. So, well done, Matt, making us look bad. And both Joe and I are also exhausted from our own family escapades here. So let's do a little of this. That's right. First world problems. Anyway, let's go let's go into kind of the news.
News team! Assemble!
All right, there really is no news. It's actually pretty slow in the Apple world, and it's about that time of year where things, you know, we just don't hear anything, really.
The rumors we've already gone over. We can't be like, oh, yeah, this rumor is rumored to be true.
Yeah, it's just more of that stuff, and really the other rumors and stuff is just little to do with photography. I mean, the only other thing that really came out and that's kind of still up in the air is the additional lenses, and we've already covered that, so...
Let's, actually, the only thing that came out was iOS 7.0.6.
Oh, yeah, the update. If you have iOS 7, yeah, update your phones because it's extremely vulnerable to everything right now. So, yay.
Yeah.
go do that. And more importantly, actually, if you're still on iOS 6 for whatever reason, yeah, guess what? You have to update that, too.
Yeah.
Because the vulnerability affects that, too. So, welcome to iOS 7. And, I don't know. Learn to love parallax unless you learn how to turn it off. So, yeah, anyway. So, I thought, you know, Matt's not here. Let's do things a little bit unconventionally, you know, more so than usual. And just kind of talk about things we've been doing. Joe, you have a lot to talk about because you got like a big, oh, great, cats. Yeah, that's right. Fight. Just fight right now because, you know, the other times you were doing it, I don't know if you heard the, they always fight when the microphone is out.
I barely heard it.
Oh, they were like right under me running them because I'm, you know, home base or something like that. Ali oxen free. Let's just jump on him. Oh, yeah. Climb on my camera gear, too. It's a wonderful show today. iPhone photography, everybody.
We're going great.
5-star reviews all around. Anyway, you have a lot to talk about. I have a little bit to talk about, so I will go first. Things I've been doing with my iPhone is time-lapse photography as well as stop-motion photography. I've been doing, if anybody listens to Casual Photography, we've been running our contest, which is the, well, aptly named time-lapse photography / stop-motion photography contest, and where we pit the host of the shows, and, you know, we do our best, and the last one on top wins a date with Meryl Streep. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I'm still working out the prize. There's no prize, actually. But so anyway, I've been playing around with that. I've been doing some time lapse.
And, so what has been probably your biggest challenge with the whole thing?
Actually doing it.
Yeah.
That's
my biggest challenge right now.
It's not something that you go into lightly. The first one I did was a time lapse, and that was my daughter's new pet guinea pig. And I just basically rested the iPhone on top of the cage, set it up, and let it run. And you know, just watch the little guy go all over the place. And really, it's no different than normal, except it's jitterier, I guess. The other thing I did when I before I went to work, I actually stopped for some breakfast at Panera Bread. And I got so ticked off at the toasted bagel that I got, because I like to get my bagels toasted and buttered.
Oh, is that where you murdered the butter?
I murdered the butter. I brutally murdered it, and I did it on camera. And I have no regrets. You know, what I like about toasted bagels is, you know, that nice melted butter on it. But they give me this butter that's been, like, it's not just frozen. It's like it was frozen using liquid nitrogen. I mean, this thing wasn't even spreading. It was shattering. And it just ticked me off. So I actually I had downloaded the Lego Movie app. And it's not the Lego Movie that's out in theaters, which is awesome. Because everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. And this is a stop-motion movie app that they created. And I had that on my phone and used it to do a small animation of the butter trying to escape and the butter knife chasing it. And it goes off camera and then it comes back. And spoiler alert, it comes back torn apart and gutted. And
oddly, brutal.
It was brutal. When I posted it on Instagram, I put a disclaimer up there saying kids shouldn't watch this because it wasn't pretty.
Or vegans.
Or vegans, yeah. Well, you know, same thing. They might be, no, kids probably could handle it better. So, yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you.
Go on.
Speaking of butter, I was at a camp one time. And
see, this is one of the tangents we're talking about, but go on.
Yes, this is a tangent. And for breakfast, it was pancakes.
Ooh.
And one of the boys that was there, I noticed that he had speared like the slices of butter on his fork. And I was thinking, oh, this ought to be interesting. He started eating the butter.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Yes.
Oh, I can feel my left arm going numb already. Wow.
After that, I didn't give the kids grief who were just drinking the syrup.
Jeez, I don't know what's worse.
Okay, back to photography.
Yeah, anyway, I did some. Go on, it's your turn.
I'm going to update everybody on the battery thing with my phone. If by chance you didn't hear last week's episode, I changed the battery on my iPhone 4S.
You Frankenstein that monster.
Yes. And so I've been working on the video, and I've got the video straightened out. I got a little bit of an intro music to it, and it actually wasn't, you know, from what I looked at after our show, it looked like I had some good information in it, so I was happy with it.
Nice.
So now I'm going to, you know, just get a couple other things together and then post it. But I've been very happy. I've had it for in my phone for a whole week, and it's great to be able to go throughout the whole day without having to charge my phone.
It's only electrocuted me 3 times. That's it.
Yeah. I've only got second-degree burns from the explosion.
There you go.
And so it's nice because I don't have to worry about it. And, maybe I'll charge it once, you know, during the day. And if it gets all the way down after I've been using it at night, then I'll charge it up again. But I was constantly having to keep it charged.
Wow.
So yeah. And so now I feel like I have a whole new phone. Well, not, after that, see, this last Monday, was it Monday? No, Tuesday. I finally received my Christmas gift. I had mentioned in a previous episode that I got the Brookstone iPhone 4, 4S projector, pocket projector.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we've been using it. And it's awesome. If you go to Brookstone, it's only $49. And I highly recommend it. The only drawbacks are you cannot watch YouTube, Hulu, or Amazon Prime.
Oh, what's you can, the point?
Well, I use Netflix, and so you know, we can watch Netflix on it. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it's the sites themselves that can give the device permission, because all it is a video. I think they're the ones that are keeping it from being able to project it, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The other thing you can't do is you can't show photos from your camera roll. You can only show movies.
That so, is weird.
Well, yes and no. I don't know why you can't show photos, but I've worked around that. So I use iMovie and put the photos in and add a little bit of music. And so it's a little bit more entertaining if I was to do like a slideshow.
Okay. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can create a movie and be able to play it from your camera roll and project it up on the wall. And the other thing that the projector can do is recharge my phone. So it's a backup battery also.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if I'm out and about and I have it with me, if I, you know, all of a sudden, you know, my battery starts to go dead or I need to, you know, recharge it, it'll recharge my phone. So that came this week. And so I was really, really excited and I'm really happy with it. The other thing that I just purchased is a new OtterBox.
I love otters.
Yeah. I figured if I was going to get a new battery, I might as well get a new case also. Well, the case that I have has been pretty well used and abused, so it was about time to get a new one. And I've noticed that everything that you can buy for the iPhone 4 or 4S has recently started to become discounted. I wonder why. But
it's a complete mystery.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. But I went back onto OtterBox's site, and they have the Defender Ion was just discounted 50%. So it's typically about $120, and I got it for $60. And what it is it's the Defender case, but it has the backup battery built in. So I'm going to get a new case and increase the life of my battery and have all this backup. So I don't know if you guys are sensing sensing a theme, but battery backup or batteries has been my thing for the last few weeks.
It's all good. It's helpful.
And I will give a review on the Ion case also.
I got to say, if you're doing a lot of photography with your iPhone, then having a backup case that has a nice battery pack or, you know, any sort of like extra oomph that you can give your phone is going to be helpful, because, you know, you'll drain your phone pretty quickly depending on what app you're using. So,
and I take a lot of video, and I notice that video will drain a lot faster, or if I'm using the Pure Photo app, that will suck the life out of the batteries.
Yeah.
And when I was taking photos and doing video at the Pinewood Derby, I had to jumpstart my battery a couple times, and I was using that Rayovac battery backup that I got. And so now that's my backup.
What are you doing, like movie set stuff?
So, but yeah, so I'll do a...
No wonder why your battery got fried. You're videoing and photographing 24/7.
So, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Nice. Very cool. Lots of cool stuff that we've been up to, and more is on the way. I am having a blast with the stop motion animation. It's something that I did really quick, and now I'm going to see if I could do something a little bit more substantial with it. And
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
With the stop motion, what does it do to your memory?
I forget a lot of things.
Yeah. your memory storage.
My memory storage. I don't know. I haven't noticed any sort of significant dent or anything. So, again, I only did a 9-second video. So.
Oh, okay.
It's not. There's nothing in there that I could tell did anything. But. You know, we'll see what happens when I start doing something a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to change, and I'm sure my report's going to be different afterwards.
Yeah.
I can't stand this stupid thing.
It's, you know, taking a photo and setting up if you're going to do a still life or if you're going to do a portrait or a landscape, it comes fairly easy if you've done it, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
A video or a stop motion, either where you're let's say a video, if you're giving out information, you have to think not only of the scene, but you have to think of the words you're going to be using and what are you going to show in the video. Right. So there's a whole lot more to it. And stop motion's no different where, you know, you have to think, okay, did I move this enough to make it look natural or is it going to look choppy? And then time lapse, did I expose it correctly for the time of day? Is it going to look good or is it going to all of a sudden, is the exposure going to change on me throughout the video?
Right.
And not only with time lapse, the exposure, but, if you move it, then it's a huge scene adjustment. So trying to keep anything from touching your camera while it's, taking the pictures is like if you have cats or if you have kids or if there's wind. Anything that would cause it to move will disrupt the picture itself too.
Right. So what I'm going to do to offset as much vibration and as much movement is I'm going to bounce between a mini tripod and a regular tripod.
Yeah.
I have my Gizmon iPhone case that also has a tripod mount. And on top of that, I also have my Gizmon shutter release. And nice. What this thing is, it's essentially just something that plugs into your audio jack. And if you have a camera app that allows the volume up button to be your shutter button, then this thing will take over for that.
I was going to mention that. After you said the shutter release, I was going to say the headphones that come with your iPhone is shutter release.
They can do that too, but this one looks much cooler and I look like I could look even more pretentious because after all, my iPhone is disguised as a rangefinder camera. So, why not why not go the full range? But the other thing is, hang on. Actually, the one important thing is the difference between this Gizmon device and your headphone set is that it's a lot easier to hold this device. The iPhone headset you're holding it very you're holding it very lightly. You can sometimes not hit the plus button if you hit in the center. This one is just, you know, you're holding onto it. It looks like a film canister, and with a button on top. And you just hold onto this sucker and go, very easy. Nice. There is some ergonomics and aesthetics difference. Is it huge? Not really, but it helps. And I lose my temper easily with this stuff, so you know, anything helps. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm actually going to try to do some animation with some Lego, you know, because no one is doing that now, right now.
I just downloaded the app.
Now, here's the thing, though. The Lego app will not allow me to use the volume. Yeah, it won't allow the volume up button as a shutter.
Really?
Yeah. So
I just deleted it.
It's a good way to just kind of practice. It's a fun little app. I mean, it's a freaking Lego. I actually downloaded another one called Stop Motion, and I don't know how well it's going to work, but I'm going to test it.
Cool.
I had to use my cough button there for a second.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
How long do you keep the photos on your phone?
Forever. I keep them there. I've held all my photos on it since the iPhone 1. And it's been there since. Chiseled in there, ingrained in the memory. No, I dump photos at least once a month, if anything.
Do you know of people who actually keep photos on their phone forever?
My wife, if she didn't have me.
Yeah, that's my wife too. Only reason why I bring this up is that I recall talking to somebody, and actually my neighbor's daughter, I've had this conversation with, where she actually couldn't do any updates on her phone because her memory was maxed out.
Yeah.
And the only way that she would be able to take photos and actually have any record of her photos was on Instagram, because she would just do it straight off the app, because she couldn't. It was like, you need to, you know, download these off of your phone and put them somewhere safe. And, you know, but it was like, for a 12-year-old, it didn't make any sense. Well, then I can't have all my photos with me. So I heard somebody talking about their photos and how they have it all on their iPhone. And the question came up, okay, what happens if you lost your iPhone? Or for some reason it died and wasn't able to be resuscitated? You know, what would happen to all your images?
Well, I'll tell you what happens.
They'd be gone forever. Little Sandlot right there.
Hold on. But carry on.
Okay. I thought you were going to do something.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, okay. I kind of was thinking about it, and then I recalled something that annoyed the snot out of me. Dropbox wants me to, you know, I had to download Dropbox on my phone, and I was using it to transfer the video that I did from my for my iPhone battery from my work phone to my personal phone.
Right.
Because I wanted to do all the editing on my personal phone. And so I used Dropbox. And the annoying part about Dropbox is they wanted me to download all of my images from my phone to Dropbox. And I'm like, no, I don't want it there. But then it made me think that might actually be a great idea for people who don't download their photos off of their phone. They can have it automatically synced to Dropbox, which would mean they would go to the cloud. And if something were to happen to their phone, God forbid, they would still have all their images. So I thought it would be good to probably say that download Dropbox. You know, they give you free storage and, you know, take this time to, if you don't, you know, download your images off of your phone, you know, come up with a good way to store them so you know where they are. And that way you don't lose any of your precious memories. Because I've known a few people who had posted on Facebook, okay, all my images are on my phone and it just died. How do I get them back?
Right. Now, and a couple things about Dropbox is that I think you have to actively sync them. I don't think it does it automatically.
Well, actually, hold on. Let me pull it up. I think, yeah. Well, go on.
So if you take a lot of photos that particular day, or if you just forget to sync one particular day, and then you know, you do it like at the end of the week or something, you actively have to watch over your iPhone, because if the screen goes dark, it stops uploading.
That's true.
And that's just a pain in the butt. I have Dropbox, and I use it for my professional photography work. And it just became such a pain in the butt with my iPhone. I couldn't stand seeing those, you know, numbers by the app. You know, the big red numbers. And just like, you have 17 photos to upload. Oh, no, just get that out of there. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, like I said, it was annoying.
And the other thing is that you can't really rely on Apple either, because anybody who uses the you know, the Apple Cloud, what's the whole
yes.
thing? The Photo Stream? Yeah. iCloud, yeah, but the Photo Stream. Photo Stream, yes, you can throw your photos up there, and I think they'll hold on to like your first 1,000 photos. And oh, now my guinea pig's going all over the place. Great. Well, serves me right for putting it next to him. Wow, they just go crazy at night, don't they?
They're nocturnal.
My wife said that they weren't. They would sleep at night. He's like a pig in shit. You know, guinea pig. Alright, yeah. That's alright, so anyway, please excuse the noise. I assure you he's very happy right now. So PhotoStream, it's kind of good, but the problem is that it stores photos on your iPhone still. So you'll have your photo stream listed there, and it's not downloading it from the cloud, you know, when you turn on the app. Those photos are there. And so it's taking up space. Yep. It's actually taking up more space because you have your photos in your photo stream, and then you have your camera roll as well. And it's just a pain in the butt. So I got rid of that and freed up a ton of space. And so the best thing I do actually is I just plug my phone into my Mac, and I'm not sure how it is with a PC. I think with a PC, if you plug it in, you can just when the iPhone talks to the computer, you could just access your photo folders.
That's what I do.
Okay, that's great. With the Mac, it's slightly different. You have to actually go into another software that's kind of buried. And the photo that you want to the app that you want to use is a app called Image Capture. I believe if you're using the latest OS, it's it might be under Utilities, but it also might be just in the regular app folder. And it's a little point-and-shoot camera icon. It's called Image Capture. And what that does is basically it does what the PC does. It brings up anything connected to the USB. So your iPhone plugs in, select your iPhone icon, And then, boom, all your photos and videos show up that are in the camera roll. And you could just grab them, throw them in a folder, and boom, you're done. And then delete them off your iPhone. So that's the easiest way that I take photos off my iPhone. Yeah. And then backup through Dropbox.
Yep. It's quicker. I mean, there's Dropbox. I have Carbonite. Carbonite has an option to link my iPhone to it to, you know, back up the images off of it. But
Carbonite's okay, but I don't, you know, sometime in the middle of the night, a bounty hunter will come in and thaw it out, and then you have to, you know, do a whole mess go with the barge. Yeah.
And go find
Jedi Knight will come and just throw you into the Sarlacc pit. No, Carbonite. I don't like Carbonite. No, I'll stay away from it. Thank you.
cool.
No Jedi mind tricks for me.
That's right.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
It's been a little bit, but it's still there. It's still there. So anyway, let's wrap things up.
Sounds good.
It was a kind of a little off episode. We'll go back to regularly scheduled tangents and iPhone talk next time when Matt comes back. In the meantime, if you want to share your photos, do so by uploading them as normal to Instagram, as you normally would, but just add the hashtag TinyShutter to it, and you will be placed into this pantheon of awesome photographers, and join us, because, you know, you're one of us.
That's right.
One of us. I don't even know what movie that's from. I'm so fried right now. But anyway, do that. And if you want to contact the show, you could go to tinyshutter.com. Just leave a comment in the comment section under any one of the posts, or email us at theshow@tinyshutter.com. And Joe, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferrer.
Awesome. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on my brand new website. It's a little blog that I do. It is called Off the Mark, and that is Mark with a C. And you'll also be able to find all my social media links from there. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we have a Facebook group and a Google Plus group. So go, yes. Feel free to share your photos in any one of them. Just do a search for Tiny Shutter on either platform, and you will find it, and you will soar like an eagle, figuratively speaking, though. Yay. So that's it. We're done. And we're going to go to sleep. Oh. So that's all for this week. Next week, we'll come back with more fun, more Matt, and more stuff to talk about. Hopefully there is a pulse in the iPhone news, and we're constantly testing out new stuff. So, you know, we'll tune in next week, and we'll have fun. Anyway, that's all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.